Welcome, LaSalle. My name is Danny Rovey, a senior of the WEXP program here. I'm here joined by Mr. McCabe, our Director of Admission and Financial Aid. Mr. McCabe, really pleased to have you back for our episode two here.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Danny. Episode two. Really excited to continue our admissions journey here as our eighth graders are really into application season. So it's great to be here to talk through our next topic, which is our VIP days. So really an awesome chance to see the school. So great to be here.
Yeah, so now before we get into this topic of VIP days, maybe take our audience through perhaps some things that they may have missed in the first episode of this podcast.
Yeah, excellent. So obviously, it's really important to get to know a school, and that begins with us, with our students, and to hear your experience of your brotherhood here at LaSalle, I think really speaks to the community that we strive to be every day, and that I think is one of the reasons kids keep coming back to us. And thinking about the admissions process, right, that a student comes to us as an inquiry and hopefully funnels their way down to an applicant. And for our current eighth graders, our entrance test days are October 14th and October 28th. And applications are due, like a completed file, on November 7th. So it seems far away, but now that we're here almost the end of September, it's coming up quick. So families really need to start kind of making those decisions and getting their dates in line for visits, last minute you know, emails, that's the type of stuff to get ready to complete the process.
Yeah, of course. Now moving into our topic for today's episode, visitation days or VIP days. So just some background, what is a VIP day exactly?
Yeah, you know, it's a unique experience and a unique day where you get to spend a chance looking at and feeling what it's like to be a LaSalle student. And every school has different names for them, but we call our visitor days, VIP days, because our guests are really important to us, and showing them the excellent teaching, learning, community that happens here every single day is really important to us. So as a VIP, you know, arrival is in the Allenson House at 7:45 in the morning, and they stay with their host here at LaSalle until 2:15. So they really get to see LaSalle in at least four academic classes. They'll get to have lunch in the Glazer Center. One of the few times they'll get a free lunch here at LaSalle on their VIP day, and really get to get a sense for what it's like to be a LaSalle student, what classes freshmen take, and really get a feel for the environment here. One special part is, you know, some of our listeners maybe spend a day here as a seventh grader. We would highly encourage our eighth graders to come back, right? You're 3, 4, 5 months more mature. You get to see it through a different lens. You get to see maybe new teachers, new classes that you didn't get to look at the last time you were here. Also, as an eighth grader, which doesn't happen as a seventh grader, there's a very informal interview with a faculty or staff member that shares the interests that that young man has. So, you know, a football player is going to probably get to meet with Mr. Leitner. An ice hockey player is going to get to meet with Mr. Muehlbrunner. Someone interested in robotics is going to meet with Mr. McDowell. Someone interested in multimedia is going to get to meet with Mr. Johnson. It enables them to ask maybe one-on-one questions with a faculty member that they would be working closely with during their 4 years here at LaSalle to get an even better feel for what it would be like to be a LaSalle student. Also, you get that VIP pass again. And maybe you remember as an eighth grader, Danny, like that pass is your ticket into any home sporting event for the rest of the year. So if you're really interested and you want to be a part of the LaSalle community, even as an eighth grader, that pass will get you into home football games, home basketball games, into our musical, into our theater production. So it's a really valuable ticket that you get to reuse. So you get that again when you come back as a visitor in eighth grade. So it's, I think, really important to come back, to see it through fresh eyes, meet with a faculty member who you're going to be working closely with as a LaSalle student, and hopefully really get a sense of what it's like to be a LaSalle student.
Of course, yeah. So you mentioned that interview, right, that casual mm-hmm. interview. And, you know, for someone who is in middle school currently or grade school, you know, something like that can be really daunting to be able to meet with someone that's grown up like that and have that sophisticated conversation about what your passions are. So what would you say is some advice on how to prepare for that if you are a prospective LaSalle student?
Yeah, no, great question, right? Because it is intimidating. And first, kind of big picture, a lot of guys come in and they might be a little nervous, and that's totally normal. Like, change is scary for adults, right? So to be an eighth grader in a brand new environment around all of our young men, right? Like, it can seem a little intimidating, but once you get into the flow of the day, I think it really begins to settle in. You get a feel for your host. A lot of guys request somebody that they know from their neighborhood, their previous school. And if not, no worries. We love families that are just finding out about LaSalle. So we'll pair you up with a student that shares your interests, right? If you're a soccer player, you're going to get someone on the freshman soccer team. You're into media and technology, you're going to get a WXP guy. We're going to make sure that you feel comfortable. In terms of the interview, it's really an informal conversation. It's a chance to meet in a one-on-one environment with one of our many talented faculty and staff here to just continue to get a better feel. They're going to ask you questions to put you at ease. There's no right or wrong answers. But more importantly, I think you're going to get the opportunity to ask questions that you have. What are the things on your mind as you're coming into LaSalle? It could be the questions maybe you're scared to ask in a large group setting that in a one-on-one setting you're a little more interested in. Maybe it's something about that specific program that they're going to be the best person to answer those questions for you. So it's really not something to be stressed about. Now, I know that, you know, that's one thing to say. It's another thing to be an eighth grader here for your visit day, right? So really just take a deep breath, relax. It's not something that's going to make or break your experience here at LaSalle. Just be yourself, ask questions, be curious, and be open to learning something new.
Yeah, so of course. So a huge part of being a prospective student at LaSalle is this kind of, you know, experience, like you said, about being a VIP. Now, I know not really a policy, but a mantra that the LaSalle admissions team has is to always visit three other schools, secondary schools in the area. Now, why is that adopted by LaSalle?
Yeah. So we would tell you that you're looking for three things on your visit day: the atmosphere of a school, the student relationships, so the peer-to-peer relationships, and how our faculty and staff interact with students, so the faculty-to-student relationship. And I'll tell every VIP visitor that that's what you should be kind of looking at as you walk through the halls. And at the end of the day, we're going to ask for, what did you notice about those three things? And really, that's what being a guest at a school boils down to. What's it like to be a student? How do the students treat each other? And how do the teachers and students interact? How do the faculty and students interact? We say look at three because we're big believers that you need to find the right fit for high school. And we believe, as I think we even mentioned in the first episode, we believe that we can be the right fit for anybody because of all of the academic, extracurricular, athletic programs that we offer here. Music is a huge differentiator. Robotics is a huge differentiator. But you need to determine that for yourself. And spending a day at three schools, even if you might say, like, wow, LaSalle is my number one school, you'll know that even better if you've gone to two other places and say, I know that LaSalle's where I want to be. So we really want to encourage families to make the best decision for themselves and to explore their options, because there are a number of great schools in our area to check out. But we believe that, you know, we truly have something for everyone, and that all of the young men have the opportunity to, you know, choose their path, as the name of this podcast, as you enter LaSalle College High School. So we would recommend to visit three schools to get a really good feel for what it's like.
Yeah, of course. You know, I completely agree with that. Just having those different opinions kind of laid out for you is so important in the experience of finding that right fit. You know, we live in an area where I think there are so many great places to continue your academic career after grade school. You know, I think we're among the very best of the bunch, but of course there are so many different options, and it's definitely a disservice to yourself to not explore those options.
Yeah, well said, Danny. Now, a question I have is, you know, you're now a senior. You see our VIPs walk in the halls on almost a daily basis here in the fall semester. But if you could think back, what was your own experience like checking out LaSalle? What did you notice? What stands out?
Yeah, wow. So that's really a long time ago. Really looking back on it now, that was the fall of 2019. So that was before the pandemic. I was in eighth grade, and you know, LaSalle is a school that really wasn't on my radar. I had a couple family friends that have went through LaSalle. If you know the core family, they went through LaSalle, and they're really close with our family. But you know, it was never really something that was high on my radar. But they just told me to go look at it. You know, you're looking at all these different schools in the area. You know, just go take a look and tell me what you think. So I took their advice, and you know, within those steps of becoming an inquiry was the VIP day. So evidently, I had my VIP day, and you know, I was just kind of, I guess, you know, it was definitely an eye-opening experience, I think, to say the least, just to be brought into an environment that didn't feel like a school. It didn't feel like a place where I'd wake up every morning and dread coming to school. And that was something that I liked. It was a change for the better, for all the right reasons. You know, my VIP experience was amazing, just going from class to class. I met with Mr. Johnson as I kind of had a passion for media and things of that nature. And meeting with him was amazing because I was so nervous coming into it as a kind of a quiet and shy kid. But, you know, just be able to have that conversation where it was about you as opposed to about LaSalle was so important because they made it feel so personalized. And that was probably the best part of the experience, was how personalized everything was.
Yeah, it truly gave you kind of a feel for what it's like to be a student. And here you are now working so closely with Mr. Johnson 4 years later that, you know, the person who interviewed you, and I use interview lightly, it's really had that conversation with you, is now one of your mentors in terms of what you do here and the opportunities you have. And here we are recording this podcast. And it really all started with your VIP day, which is pretty cool to come full circle like that. And thinking about that kind of full circle ending, now you're a senior. You've been here for 4 years. What's it like being, you know, one of the oldest class in the building, our seniors? What's it like to see the VIPs, like from a senior's perspective, right? Like, I feel like sometimes eighth graders can be a little intimidated because there's seniors walking the hall. But what's it like from your perspective?
Yeah, well, you know, that's one thing I'll say just, you know, from the get-go is that, you know, for a lot of these schools, you come in as a prospective student and you see these seniors kind of towering in the halls and you think to yourself, like, there's no way those kids are in high school, right? You'll look at them and you'll be, you know, scared out of your mind. But at LaSalle, one thing that I felt was really important was that there really wasn't a stigma that surrounded the seniors and freshmen. There wasn't like a seniority complex that was present in the halls. It was definitely kind of like a we're all here to help each other type of thing. And that was something that was really important because, it really can be scary if you come in as someone who doesn't know anyone else in a high school. Nevertheless, a high school that only is just a high school. There's no feeder into the high school. So these are really all new faces, whether you went with them to grade school or not. So to be able to not have that stigma present of that seniority complex was so important because it made you feel like you were one of them.
Yeah, excellent. Well said. Any questions that you have, Danny? Anything that you think maybe that you want clarified about what a being a VIP is or the importance of the visitation days?
Yeah, of course. So I know that, you know, the VIP day period is a long one, just as the admissions period is also a very long one. You know, for a lot of these prospective families listening, you know, how late can you schedule a VIP day for?
Excellent question. So we're taking VIPs for our eighth graders throughout the first semester. I would say families that are maybe just feeling out LaSalle and are still thinking about applying, you definitely want to schedule that visit as soon as possible because of that looming entrance test date, right? You need to sit for our entrance test by the 28th to be considered in our first round of admissions and for financial aid and scholarship decisions. So if that's something you're interested in, you definitely want to do it now so you can kind of make that decision of whether to apply or not. If you're someone who has visited with us as a seventh grader, has already started the application and will want to kind of see where it kind of takes you, maybe, visiting the first week or two of November is not a bad idea for you if there's a day off from school type thing or a teacher in-service day that you're not going to miss class. We really want to incentivize what works best for families. But at the same time, there is a sense of urgency. Applications close. Everything's due to us by November 7th. And then obviously decisions will be out in the middle of December. So we want to really encourage families to get in before then. If in the rare case that someone's, you know, admitted and maybe wants to reexamine a VIP day, maybe they spend a day as a seventh grader, want to come back, you know, we can handle those on a rare case-by-case basis, but we really want to encourage families to get in before December.
Yeah, of course. Well, Mr. McCabe, thank you so much for everything on this second installment of our Choose Your Path Admissions podcast, going through all of our VIP days. So thank you so much for joining me here.
Yeah, absolutely, Danny. Always my pleasure. I'm excited to get back for episode 3 next week. We're going to talk about the high school placement test and the best ways families can help their son prepare to take it. And this is, I would say, good advice for any current LaSalle families who maybe have a younger sister who's exploring the high school process, to just think about how to best attack the HSPT, as it's affectionately known.
All right. Well, next week we'll be coming at you live with episode 3. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Danny.